The golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans from Fibber McGee and Molly with Arthur Q. Bryan, B. Bennett Derrett, Shirley Mitchell, Gail Gordon, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The music is by Billy Mills and the orchestra.
Here's to Veterans. A salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women produced by the Veterans Administration. Performances by top stars in the early days of network radio launched Here's to Veterans on its long public service career. Commenting on this special series of these vintage shows, John Hickman.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Here's to Veterans. Fibber McGee and Molly was one of radio's longest-running and funniest comedy shows. Beginning in Chicago in 1931 as a program called The Smackouts, the show remained on the air until the mid-1950s. We'll join the residents of 79 Wistful Vista after this word from the VA.
The recent end to the draft and change to all-volunteer armed forces has raised questions about veterans' benefits. Many of you may be thinking about joining a branch of the armed services, and some of you are unsure about whether you'll receive benefits at the end of your service. In fact, you may be hesitating to join up because you think benefits will be discontinued. Well, go ahead and join the service if you want to, because you will receive the same entitlements as veterans who were drafted. The laws that make these benefits available puts all veterans on an equal basis. So the fact that you volunteered gives you the same rights and privileges as those given draftees. One of the major benefits you may qualify for is GI Bill training and education. For example, after you've served 18 months of active duty, you may qualify for a full 36 months of schooling. That's a pretty good deal, and you'll come out a winner in life through getting a better education. Your local VA office can give you all the facts. I'll be back with more on GI Bill entitlements after we hear once again from John Hickman.
Many things have been written and said of Fibber McGee and Molly, a program that was unique in the annals of radio comedy. Jim and Marion Jordan, the voices behind the title characters, were husband and wife on and away from the microphone. The genius behind the program, writer Don Quinn, never depended upon a storyline for the half-hour broadcasts. He would establish a situation, and then various characters would enter the McGee household to hinder or to help the action. You might say that everything was predictably unpredictable. In this 1946 Here's to Veterans broadcast, Fibber McGee dons his World War I uniform to meet Mayor Latrivia, played by Gail Gordon, at the train station. Here's Harlow Waxy Wilcox to set the scene.
With a spectacular lack of regret, a large portion of our male population is getting back into civilian clothes. But to always one to be different, the Squire of 79 Wistful Vista is busy getting into uniform. Just why he's making like a soldier, vintage 1918, remains to be seen as we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
Look, dearie, must you wear that old army uniform today? Can't you go in civilian clothes?
No, sir. This is a military occasion, and by George... Hey, hand me my blouse, will you?
Wait till I take these last two mothballs out of it. Well, heavenly days, look at that.
Huh?
Square mothballs. With little black spots on them.
Oh, my gosh. So that's where those... How many spots on top?
Well, there's four spots on one and three on the other.
Well, how do you like that? A natural. After all these years. Not a dime riding on it. Oh, hey, this thing has shrunk, hasn't it?
No, I don't think so. You're just bigger in the chest.
Yeah, I guess I have.
And don't forget, your chest is in a different place now, too.
Well, gee whiz, can't...
Hello, remember. Mrs. McGee. Mr. McGee, are you... Oh, Mr. McGee, you're always clowning. What a costume.
Now, take it easy, Alice. That's his old army uniform.
Oh, gee, I thought maybe he was in a play or something.
My dear child, don't you realize that one of our greatest problems today is how to treat a returning serviceman? Don't you realize that you can't pick up a magazine today without reading an article about don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that. Don't talk to him about the war. Do talk to him about the war until a civilian is so darn nervous he can't talk to anybody about anything.
Yeah, and it's a lot of bally scuttle, if you ask me.
Oh.
Treat them like they were people, I always say.
But I don't understand, Mr. McGee. You haven't been a returned serviceman for 25 years. Haven't you got over it yet?
An interesting question.
Look, Alice.
Hmm?
You remember Mayor Latrivia?
Oh, sure. He was that big, handsome man that went into the Coast Guard.
Well, he's coming home today, Alice. He's been in the Pacific for 3 years.
Creepers, and they finally picked him up?
He hasn't been in the Pacific all that time, Alice. He's been on the Pacific. New Guinea, Hollandaise, Lingayen Gulf, and all them places.
He's now a chief pretty officer.
Petty officer.
Well, I think he's pretty.
Oh. I'm telling you, chief petty officer. Whoops.
What was that?
You better stand off to one side of him. He's loaded.
I think that uniform is very interesting. But why has he got his legs all bandaged up? Varicose veins?
Those are puttees, Alice. Wrap-around leggings.
Oh.
My gosh, didn't you ever see a uniform from the First World War? The big war? The one Riddy Eckenbacker and I were in?
It's Eddie Rickenbacker in before she was born, dearie.
Well... See you later, Mrs. McGee. Goodbye, Mr. McGee. I think your uniform is simply... Oh, brother.
What was she snickering about? Does this uniform look that funny?
Why, of course not, dearie.
Of course
not. It looks lovely.
I think so, too.
With those white tennis shoes and the polka dot bow tie, you're the snappiest looking soldier.
You answer the phone, Molly. I'm still kind of dizzy from wrapping these leggings.
All right. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Oh, hello, Mrs. Carstairs.
Oh, that old water buffalo.
Yes. You are? Why, we'd simply be delighted to, Mrs. Carstairs. What? Oh, just me. Mm-hmm. I see. You're the chairman of... Yes, but...
That old tomato surprise is chairman of so many committees, she has her gloves made with built-in gavels.
Yeah? Oh, well, thank you so much, Mrs. Carstairs.
Thank you.
Goodbye. McGee, you know what?
Know what?
Mrs. Carstairs is in charge of the reception committee for Mayor Latrivia.
Huh?
And they're all going to meet him at the railroad station, and she's going to make a speech of welcome.
Hey, wait a minute. I got a speech all wrote out. And if that diamond-studded old mud runner thinks she's going to be...
Yeah, but she's going to have the parade with Mayor Latrivia in the back seat of her car, and she's asked me to ride with them, and I said you'd be with me, and she said there wouldn't be room for you. So I said...
Now, a minute there. Hold everything.
But look, dearie, she...
I don't care what she said. Nobody's going to finagle me out of this thing. Where's my overseas cap?
Ah, you lost it at the Legion Convention in 1936.
Then I'll wear my air raid warden helmet. Where's my air raid warden helmet? By George, as a World War veteran, I think I'm entitled... Oh, I know where my air raid warden helmet is.
Where?
It's right here in the hall.
Oh, no, McGee, no, not the very first time he...
We'll rejoin Fibber, McGee, and Molly after this word from the VA.
I mentioned earlier that the Veterans Administration is being asked if the end of the draft means the end of veterans' benefits. The present law that provides the GI Bill for eligible veterans has no cutoff date. Although Congress can set a cutoff date for the present benefits, it's a certainty that anyone on active duty now can expect to receive all entitlements. And there's no indication now that Congress ever will set a cutoff date. The VA expects that if and when a Vietnam-era cutoff date is set by Congress, all men and women on active duty up to that date will be protected. Naturally, anyone who is now a veteran and has earned rights and privileges will not be affected either. So if you're interested in military service, enlist now. The VA programs and services you earn will be secure and will probably be even better when you're ready to use them. Now back to John Hickman.
It's a Tuesday night in 1946 again, and you're tuned to one of your favorite comedy shows, Fibber McGee and Molly. We're about to visit the railroad station as we rejoin lovable Fibber McGee and Molly.
Heavenly days, what an anthill this station is. I don't know why the railroads can't arrange to have their trains come in someplace that isn't so crowded. I wonder where Mrs. Carstairs... Ah, there she is. Yoo-hoo, Mrs. Carstairs, yoo-hoo!
There you are, my dear. Is that awful little, is your husband with you?
No. No, he isn't. He just walked out of the house muttering something about staying in the background. Oh, look, Mrs. Carstairs. There's Mr. Wilcox and Dr. Gamble. Yoo-hoo, boys, over here.
Train number 31, the Cinder Bucket, will arrive in 2 minutes on track 3 from East St. Louis, Kankakee, Moline, Joliet, and oddly enough, Havana, Cuba.
welcome the mayor.
Yeah.
Well, where's the trivia?
I don't see anybody in uniform on that train. Except that dumpy little guy in the... Oh, now, wait a minute. It can't be.
Heavenly days, it's McGee. McGee, how did you get on there?
Hi, folks.
Well, there's Mr. Trivia right behind him, trying to see what's going on. Move aside, Mr. McGee. Move aside.
Look at Latrivia trying to peek over McGee's shoulder. He looks like the middle Andrew's sister.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my proud privilege...
Quiet.
...to welcome home from the South Pacific, Chief Gunner's Mate, His Honor, Mayor Latrivia.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Needless to say, I've looked forward with a great deal of pleasure...
Hold
to this
a minute, Latrivia. I wasn't through yet.
Folks, since I climbed aboard at the edge of town, I have been briefing Latrivia on how to conduct himself in civilian life. I've been telling him he can't expect to go into the first store he comes to and buy a girdle.
Come, Mr. Mayor. We have a car waiting for you.
Thank you, Mrs. Garstairs, and it's wonderful to see you again.
I was just telling Latrivia that the cigarette situation...
Hello, Latrivia, you seagone ward healer. How are you, boy?
Dr. Gamble, why, you bald-headed old midwife. Glad to see you. And Harlow Wilcox.
Welcome home, pal. We've been keeping the ballot boxes hot for you.
Well, I must say, Well, Molly McGee. Hello, Molly.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. This is such a...
I've been telling Latrivia about what a civilian's been through while he was out there in them lazy old South Sea Islands, folks. I told him
attention,
that he ought to...
please, train number 31, the cinder bucket, now leaving on track 3. Board!
Wait a minute. My duffel bag. Huh? I must have left it on the train. McGee, would you mind...
Oh, I'll get Latrivia. I'll be back in a second. Yeah.
Hurry, McGee.
Well, I must say, folks, that when McGee got on the train at the edge of town, I was
very... I can't find him, Latrivia!
Huh?
Okay, get off, McGee, get off quick. No, don't, it's going too fast, Eddie.
Hey, let me off!
Hold the cord! Pardon me, Mr. Mayor, but this is your duffel bag right here, isn't it?
Yes, isn't it? Now, as I was saying, when McGee got on the train at the edge of town, I was really...
And that's the way Fibber, McGee, and Molly sounded in 1946. This is John Hickman hoping you'll join me again soon when we reach into the Here's to Veterans archives to bring you more great moments from radio's golden age. Until then, so long and thanks for listening.
A return to the golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans, produced by the Veterans Administration. This radio station has contributed broadcast time to this program in the public interest. And here's a special salute to the veterans of Vietnam. You served your country well, and now the VA is ready to serve you. Here's to Veterans.